Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Broke in last weekend. We've all been in mourning for the last couple of days. No, the raccoon survived. He was drunk off his little furry rear end and everything, but it was the damage that was done. It was awful. It was ugly. Oh my gosh, you just wanted to cover the mirrors and rip your clothing. It was so terrible. Luckily, he did not reach the Deep Eddy peach-infused vodka section, because had he done that, tell you what, he would not have recovered from his little drunken tirade there, because, well, that's my favorite. You know, if you're going shopping and you're looking for something perfect, as you know, what do I believe in? Well, perfect stocking stuffer, ammo, New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Magazines are a good buy as well, because as you heard, the Virginia Democrats are hell-bent for leather to make sure that you and I are not going to be able to defend ourselves moving forward. They absolutely are going to institute the biggest gun grab you have ever seen in your life, and that is not a good thing. But that is what's in the offing. So if you have not been to New American Arms yet, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End, I would get over there. Get the ammo, get whatever you want, because come January, it's going to be that much more difficult to exercise your Second Amendment confirmed God-given right. That's what's happening. Not good, I know, but it is what it is. And then on the other end, you should never mix alcohol and firearms, that's for sure. But, you know, if you're still looking for gifts, then a visit to the ABC store and the Deep Eddy peach-infused vodka section, that would be a good investment. It's a very good purchase. It's a lovely, lovely item. It really is. All right, a lot of stuff we've got to talk about that, I don't necessarily want to talk about, but I have to talk about it. One of the things will be this ridiculous measure, House Bill 7, which is coming from State Delegate Mike Jones, who has a long record of being anti-law enforcement, and House Bill 7 will once again confirm that he's got a real contempt for cops. But we'll get to that in a couple of seconds. First, let me give you a little bit of a national stuff, if you will, a few things that are of concern. The Department of Homeland Security is under attack. It's under attack in a big, 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 big way. And you need to be aware of this, particularly since we will be talking about House Bill number 7 from Mike Jones. So let's take a listen to some of this audio. Cut number one.
Security. And I'm here to set the record straight on a few fake news stories from this week. First, we have the LA Times reporting that our law enforcement officers arrested a father and drove off with his baby. Let me tell you what is missing from this headline. While Border Patrol conducted a targeted immigration enforcement operation, a U.S. citizen exited his vehicle wielding a hammer and threw rocks at law enforcement while he had a child in his car. He was arrested for assault, and during his arrest, a pistol, which was stolen out of the state of New York, was found in his car. The individual also has an active warrant for property damage. Next on the list, we have a fake news story almost all major outlets in local Chicago media ran with, that ICE raided a daycare to arrest a preschool teacher. ICE law enforcement did not target a daycare. Officers attempted to conduct a targeted traffic stop of this female illegal alien from Colombia. Officers attempted to pull over this vehicle, which was registered to a female illegal alien with sirens and emergency lights. But the male driver refused to pull the vehicle over. Law enforcement pursued the vehicle before the illegal alien sped into a shopping plaza where he and the female passenger fled the vehicle. They ran into a daycare and attempted to barricade themselves inside, recklessly endangering the children inside. The illegal alien female was arrested inside a vestibule, not in the daycare. Let me be clear. ICE is not targeting daycares or schools. Finally, we have a viral video circulating online claiming ICE is quote-unquote beating up people. Here are the facts conveniently left out. Our officer was assaulted by this violent rioter. During an operation, law enforcement was aggressively tailgated by a vehicle. As agents tried to make a U-turn, the red car crashed into Border Patrol. A hostile crowd then surrounded agents and their vehicles and began verbally abusing and spitting on them. One physically assaulted a Border Patrol agent and even kicked an agent. As he was being arrested, he grabbed the agent's genitals and squeezed them. The officer defended himself to free himself from the agitator's grasp. Our officers are facing a 1,000% increase in assaults, an 8,000% increase in death threats against them, as they put their lives on the line every single day to arrest criminal illegal aliens, including murderers, rapists, abusers, and gang members. Secretary Noem's message to the rioters is clear. You will not stop us or slow us down. ICE and our federal law enforcement partners will not apologize for enforcing this nation's laws. Tune in next week where we debunk more lies and fake news stories.
I love this. The White House has started an entire expose fake news division. I kid you not. Inside of Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt's operation now, they have an entire expose fake news division, and that's all they're going to be doing. Exposing fake news, which is great. It's necessary. You're thinking to yourself, well, is it a valuable use of time? I would say that it is. Sadly, with one or two exceptions, obviously, Charles Pyle and our News Radio WRBA news operation being a glowing exception, you get a lot of fake news. There are very few real, honest-to-goodness reporters and journalists left in the game. I wish that weren't true, but it is. So you need to know that. I mean, honestly, the very last thing that I do is lie to people. You need to know that. You get more fake news than real news at this point. And I'm glad to see the White House take this up as an issue. So since we started with the Department of Homeland Security there, let's talk a little bit about this ridiculous House Bill 7 introduced by State Delegate Mike Jones, far left wing dude out of the city of Richmond. You know that. I know that. They folks that are under attack in this one, again, would be federal law enforcement officers, ICE agents in particular. Mike Jones says, we are going to pass a state law in the House of Delegates, the state Senate, and Governor Spamberger will certainly sign it into law. We're going to pass this thing that says any law enforcement officer who covers their face will be subject to a Class 1 misdemeanor disciplinary action. And if anybody is injured by a law enforcement officer wearing a mask, they'll be able to sue in a civil court. Wow. Well, that's an interesting thing, because a couple of things come into play here. First of all, this is one of those blank around, find out pieces of legislation. What the Virginia delegate, Mike Jones, does not seem to realize or care about is that he has absolutely no role, nor does the Commonwealth, in regulating the tactical operations of a federal law enforcement agency. He asks, well, let me rephrase it. He says, first, regular law enforcement officers that go out and serve warrants and police at Richmond, they aren't in masks, so why would someone from a federal agency need a mask? Well, Delegate Jones, I know you know the answer. You don't care about the answer, but I'll share the answer with everybody nonetheless. The fact is that we have seen a 1,000% increase in attacks on federal law enforcement writ large, ICE in particular. Period. End of story. And the tactical operations of those agencies are not subject to the whims of a local state delegate from the city of Richmond. We'll see which way this goes. It's going to be fascinating. Because, you know, California already instituted their own, quote, statewide ban on federal officers wearing masks. How's that going for them? Suffice to say, it's not. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Do you want to hear the bad news, or would you like to hear the bad news? Well, the bad news is Friday, we are looking at variable clouds with snow showers. They want to go buy all of the milk, the bread now. Of course, be sure to head over to Whole Foods, get your organic rock salt. You're going to need that. And then Friday night, talking about a mix of, quote, wintry precipitation. I don't even know what that is, but I don't like the sound of it. And then Saturday morning is the big Dominion Energy Christmas parade. Thankfully, I'm not walking. Well, I couldn't walk. It's 2.5 miles. Can't do that. But I'll be in the Dominion Energy Christmas parade again this year. Now, I thought I was out, and then I got pulled right back in. Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, you know that I love the Fatherhood Foundation. By the way, we still need a sponsor for one dad for Father Christmas. I found out from Chris Beach yesterday. Yeah, we're still one short. Can you believe that? We got to get that done, guys. FatherChristmasVA.org. FatherChristmasVA.org. If you go there now, you can sponsor that dad, and then I don't have to talk about it again for a whole year. That'd be good, wouldn't it? But the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to have a float, as well as the diaper van. You know, we got this diaper truck delivering diapers all over Virginia. It's crazy, but it's important because dads change diapers too. That's the whole point of it. And I said, hey, you know, my pal Emily Morrissey wants to be in the parade again. Can we? And Chris Beach said, of course, you know, she and her dad, Dan, perfectly welcome. We'd love to have them. And then I ran into Emily last week at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. And she said, don't forget, you and I are going to be in the parade on Saturday. And it's like, oh, all right. Well, there you go. I'm going to be in the parade on Saturday. Not going to disappoint my pal Emily. Oh, now we're looking at snowfall around 1 inch Friday morning. Yeah. That being said, now it calls into question everything else, does it not? Here I am talking about the Dominion Energy Christmas parade on Saturday. You and I both know if we get an inch of snow on Friday, the entire chunk of Central Virginia is going to be locked down and closed up for a week, just the way it is. So just keep your wits about you and just mark that down. Be aware of it. Again, Friday morning now calling for snowfall around 1 inch. We'll keep you updated on that. Obviously, we'll get our pal Matt DiNardo from 8 News, the Weather Center over there, and see what he's got to say. We've got Craig Peterson joining us at 4:35. Is this email from PayPal real? Hopefully he'll give me the answers in a moment. It is 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon, and it's getting dark. It is cold. There is the prognosis of 1 inch of snow Friday morning. That, as you and I both know, will send this area into a tailspin. If we actually get an inch of snow Friday morning, so what's going to happen? Every school is going to be closed. You know that. The Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, I don't know. I think that becomes an iffy situation. What about school on Monday? Probably not. If I were a betting man, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say we get an inch of snow on Friday morning. Guess what? Friday for sure closed, and I'm going to say Monday would be closed as well. Now's the time to go and get the bread and milk. Now, of course, it'll all be gone Saturday, but that's not really going to be of much consequence. There are other parts of the world where an inch of snow is not even noticed, and my friend Craig Peterson is one of those guys who would say, an inch of snow? Really? Okay. And probably just blow it off his windshield. He's with us this afternoon. Craig, welcome, sir.
Hey, yeah, I grew up in the Great White North up in Canada, eh? And we lived about halfway up to the Arctic Circle. I remember days when the high was 40 degrees below zero. So yeah, you're right. It's a little snow, a little cold, not a big deal. And up here at my place, it's actually snowing right now. Got a few inches on the ground.
No kidding. It's probably lovely as well, isn't it?
Yeah, my parents, or my mom anyways, has a place down in Florida, and, you know, it's 80 degrees today, blah, blah. And I was thinking, you know, that might be nice, but, you know, I'm not 80 years old yet. And I fall, I fall. And I actually kind of enjoy winter. summer is my least favorite season. I'd say fall's my favorite, and spring, and then winter, and then dead last summer. I just don't like the heat.
Wow. All right. Now, no offense to you, you poutine eater, you, but I'm with your mom. I'm telling you right now, you know, I love the fact that even here, we're an inch of snow, and you may think I'm kidding, Craig, but it will shut everything down for a couple of days. An inch of snow, forget about it. When I first got here, I used to rail against that and complain, and I was angry, and now I'm like, yeah, taking my shoes off and settling in, because we'll be here for a couple of days, and I'm just fine. Yeah. But I don't know, the colder it gets, the more I feel the need for warmth.
Well, dress in layers, my friend. Dress in layers. That's what they always say in Florida when it hits 60. And I understand in Louisiana, the water actually freezes at 50 degrees.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting how that's working in Louisiana. All right, it must be that new and fangled math. Did the robots invent that too? Because they're picking our locks, man.
Oh, it's crazy. What's going on? You know, there's good news and bad news with this whole AI thing right now.
Okay.
First of all, we've got a bunch of concerns over AI from a financial standpoint. So, for instance, you know, we've got a fractional banking system, right? So you put a dollar in the bank and they lend it and lend it and lend it, you know, multiple times. That appears to be happening in the AI business right now. Okay. You've got companies out there like Microsoft that's putting money into AI. And what are they buying? Well, they're buying these GPUs, they're building data centers, right? People have been investing in some of these GPU companies out there like NVIDIA. And so NVIDIA then gets the money from Microsoft and then goes ahead and puts it into Microsoft. Or it's been happening with OpenAI. OpenAI buys NVIDIA. NVIDIA invests in OpenAI, who buys from NVIDIA, who invests in OpenAI. So that $1 is getting, you know, hands changed between just a few companies multiple times. So how much money is there in it? And who's going to make a profit? Now, this is a really interesting question. Because, first of all, right now, it looks like the winner when it comes to profit is going to be Anthropic. Looks like they'll be the first company right now to actually make a profit in the AI business. And for those people that don't know, it's an AI, right? AI company. They have a number of different ones. But this last week, our friends over at Google, you know, the company that makes this money by spying on us and then selling our information.
Yeah, that one. Yes. Google. Yeah. I got you now.
Yeah. Okay. So they're taking a different approach. And a lot of people are thinking right now, in fact, they are winning. So what's happening with Google, they came up with a new release, a new Gemini. And there's some tests that we use in the industry we have for the last few years to try and figure out just how smart is this AI, right? Are we actually at a point where there's intelligence, or at least seeming intelligence.
Right.
So there are tests that are used for humans, for effectively IQ tests.
Okay.
And those IQ tests now are designed so that you can't train for them, you can't study for them, there's no pattern to them, they're different every time.
Right.
And so on a scale of 0 to 100, AIs up to this point have scored an astounding 0 out of 100. Those tests right now, they ran them on Google's newest AI, 45 out of 100.
No way.
Nobody else even comes close to it.
Wow.
And then on top of it, we talked about NVIDIA and all the money in NVIDIA, the most valuable company in the world right now, et cetera. NVIDIA. Google is now making their own chips, these TPU chips. They're not using these graphic chips that are kind of double purpose now being used for AI. Google's making their own. And these new chips are much less expensive than buying the NVIDIA stuff or some of these other GPUs. And they use a lot less power, I mean, a fraction of the power to run. So they're less expensive to buy, less expensive to run, and they don't need as big a data center So what's going to happen with AI? It's fascinating. Wow. And if you go right now to openrouter.ai, it's a website, it's a free site, openrouter.ai, while you're listening. Yeah. And you have a look there. It's telling you the leaderboard. Which AIs are at the top of this leaderboard? Number one, Grok, 4.1 fast. Number two, Grok. Number three, Anthropic. Number four, Google. I predict Google's moving up there.
Right.
And if you come down a little further on that page at openrouter.ai, you'll see categories. So let's look at legal, because, you know, lawyers have been busy using AI to make false statements to courts.
Okay. Yep.
Again, here now, categories, legal. Look at what we got here. We've got a Chinese AI. Then we've got Google, Gemini. And wow. Then GPT. Now, GPT is from the friends over at OpenAI that Microsoft has invested tens of billions of dollars into and is tied tightly into. And Copilot, Microsoft's Copilot, isn't really Microsoft's Copilot. It's OpenAI with stuff built on top of it. They've done a pretty decent job. I'll give them that.
Okay.
But the winners in this race, I think, are going to be defined by who can provide an AI that's very useful. It doesn't have to have intelligence. Right. Just has to be very useful. Who can do it in long tail areas? In other words, narrow areas like law or programming. By the way, Anthropic is winning in the programming game right now. But close behind is Grok, which, of course, is Elon Musk's company.
Right.
And then who can turn a profit? Well, if you have lower costs and a better AI, which is what Google has right now, I mean, way better than OpenAI or ChatGPT, then if you believe all these stats, then they're going to be the ultimate winner. It's a fascinating world out there in the world of AI. And
wow.
One of the categories it does not have is phishing, which is like that email that you got, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I believe that the folks at meeting teams or Microsoft Teams and working with pay_pal, I'm sure it was just a typo on the part of PayPal. They would never misspell their own name. They just need me to call this number, Craig, and you know, reverse this $489 charge. It has to be. It's for my benefit, isn't it?
Yeah. We've had some real problems the last couple of weeks. Something like what you're talking about, easy enough to spot, right? Because
right.
The names are spelled wrong. PayPal's got the hyphens in the wrong place, et cetera. But with AI, what we're finding is that now they're not making the Nigerian prince scam spelling mistakes and grammatical mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever sent that email is kind of behind the times. Because now we are finding that there are a number of different types of scams going on. There's a kidnapping scam that's going on right now where you get a phone call from your child and they've been kidnapped and you better pay up, you know, and it's entirely generated by AI. And we've got a midterm election coming up next year, of course.
Yep.
What's going to happen? There is an Indian politician whose father was very, very popular. He passed away a number of years back. He put together a campaign ad using AI and had his father endorse him in this campaign ad. It looked like he was there. It looked like it was real, right? So what's going to happen next year? They're coming after us. They're coming after our money. And we know already that all these other countries just like to mess with our elections. You know, both sides. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What's coming down this pike?
Wow. So, well, midterms, we might see a big slate of endorsements from both FDR and Ronald Reagan. That'll be interesting. And the only thing I'm going to tell you, Craig, if they have kidnapped my kids, it's going to depend which one they kidnapped. If they're really looking for ransom, I might be more inclined to pay for one over the other. They need to get their robots cooking on that one because they don't know the answer.
Yeah,
to that
exactly.
Yet.
Well, you know, my biggest advice to parents and also to business people: come up with a word that shows that it's a legitimate call. So if the COO thinks he got something from the CEO, pick up the phone, call them, make sure they know the code word. Same thing with your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Ours is going to be La Belle Provence. All right. That's just between us.
There you go. Poutine.
All right, Craig, do me a favor. Remind everybody where they get signed up for your newsletter, which is a must read every week.
Absolutely. The free newsletter is at craigpeterson.com. Sign up right there on the homepage. I've got a bunch of stuff that I use with my clients that I'll send to you based on what you're interested in. But craigpeterson.com.
Always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson, craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'm going to remind you the most important weather you're going to need to know about is Friday morning. Friday morning, according to the official weather gurus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
1 inch of snow has been predicted. Is that going to change by then? It might. What do I know? I'm just telling you what I'm seeing here. All day Friday, variable clouds, snow showers, and snowfall around 1 inch throughout the day. That is going to cause all sorts of delay on the rails. It's going to be a real troublesome truck, as Sir Topham Hatt used to say, causing delay and disruption on the rails. The other thing is this. Friday night, they're talking about a mix of wintry precipitation in the evening. So if we are, in fact, going to get an inch of snow through the day on Friday, starting in the morning, going through the day and then into the evening with a mix of wintry precipitation, that's going to throw that whole weekend off kilter. And it's a bizarre thing because this is all Friday. Thursday, they're talking about hitting 50 degrees. Is it all right? Is it all wrong? I don't know. I want you to be prepared. And given the way that it is developing, I'm going to remind you, One of your most important tools starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, Richmond's Morning News. My friend Rich Herrera is the host of Richmond's Morning News. Oh, you know what's going to be interesting? It just occurred to me. I think this will actually be Rich's first, if it happens, first snow event in Richmond.
Good grief.
This is going to be very entertaining. Very entertaining. Because I can remember 13 years ago. Oh, this is the other thing, Germ. It popped up in my memories. Apparently today, December the 2nd, was the day 13 years ago that I started at WRBA full time. So
Come on, man.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're now. I guess we're in year 13 now. I thought it was year 14. It just seems longer, right? But no, I think So it's year 13. So that's still pretty cool. But I can remember my first few years here, outraged, absolutely outraged at what happened when it snowed. And now all these years later, I just think I'm having another cup of coffee and I'm gonna watch. No plows go by, and I'll be just fine. I really will. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.